there was something about it. I was kind of like hot to get one a few years back, and I remember reading about the limitations of VHF and UHF on it. I can't remember what it was. And it might be that. It might be that it was FM only. You know, it was designed to be a satellite rig, and that's it. And so that was of little use to me. If I was going to get a rig, a shack and a box, I really needed VHF and UHF sideband. That would be why I'd want it. You know, satellite would be a distant second, if at all. You know, it's not something I do. And when I'm pretty sure that might have been what it was. I know my friend Arpad has one, so maybe he could chime in and tell us if he's listening. But there is something about the VHF and UHF use, and that might be it, that you can only use those on FM. I'm just trying to remember what it was. I just know it took it off my radar.
WYM.
Speak of the devil. Go ahead, devil.
Yeah, as far as I can tell, this thing is an all mode on VHF, UHF.
Slot thought.
All right, well, then there's something about the way it does the subband or something that kind of put me off. I can't remember for the life of me.
Okay, well, you're more than welcome to come over and play with it to figure out what that was. I don't really use this for its actual capability right now. I'm just using it as a UHF FM rig. I haven't really explored its capabilities really at all, so I couldn't really tell you a lot about it other than I do know for a fact it is all-mode VHF UHF and puts out lots of power. Does a full 100 on 2. I think I couldn't tell you what it does on UHF. I don't know off the top of my head. I'd have to RTFM. Anyway, I'll let you guys carry on. WY8M, back to you, Sean.